Last week in Alexandria, Virginia, a group of Native Americans argued in front of the Trademark Trial and Appeals Board that Washington, D.C.'s NFL team was not entitled to federal trademark protection because the nickname Redskins is a racial slur. The team's lawyers disagreed. What does Washington have to lose by changing its iconic logo and nickname? Patrick Ruby explored this matter in his Sports on Earth column earlier this week. Patrick, welcome back to Only a Game.
Great to be here.
Tell me a little more about the arguments made by both sides before the Trials and Appeals Board last week.
Basically, you have one side. You've got a group of Native American petitioners. They're arguing that the word Redskins is a racial slur, and it shouldn't be entitled to federal trademark protection. There are actually provisions within federal trademark law that basically say you can't trademark something that's offensive or a slur. You can't profit off this. Meanwhile, the Redskins lawyers basically are saying the intention behind this name is good. It's not offensive. It's actually an honorific, and it's rooted in all this pride and tradition around the team. They've had it for 80 years now.
In your March 13th Sports on Earth column titled The Price of Right, you explored what Washington would have to do in order to rebrand itself. What would that be, and how much would it cost?
I checked with people who are pretty knowledgeable about professional football, front office financial matters. They didn't want me to name them, obviously. They said that for a NFL team and a major NFL team like the Redskins that has been around for a while, the cost could be between $10 and $20 million. The best estimates I've gotten on sort of how long does something like this take, it's probably for a pro team like Washington football, probably about 2 years. So it's not insubstantial.
As you pointed out, Washington claims the nickname is honorific. The team owner, Dan Snyder, once said that the red in Redskins has to do with war paint. Does anyone outside the team find that to be a plausible justification?
Well, maybe some of the team's fans find that to be a plausible justification. The Redskins themselves have like sort of a long history of racism, not necessarily against Native Americans, but against African Americans. George Preston Marshall, the former owner of the team that actually came up with the Redskins nickname, was a notorious, incorrigible racist. The Redskins were the last team in the NFL to have an African-American player. I don't mean to offend anyone here, but if we had a team that was, the Washington Yellowskins or the Washington Darkskins or something like that, that wouldn't last 10 seconds. People would be totally outraged.
People who appear before the appeals board are typically looking for money, but you have written that money is not what the plaintiffs are looking for in this case. Tell me a little bit about what their intention is.
What they're suing for is basically to say, look, this is a slur. Under the law, you cannot trademark a slur. So what would that mean? It wouldn't mean that the plaintiffs would get any money. It would mean that the Redskins would no longer have the exclusive rights to marketing Redskins gear, Redskins keychains, Redskins toss pillows, Redskins beer cozies. Other people could come in and manufacture that stuff and also make money off of it. So that's why I think this is about money.
How do you see this matter playing out?
I don't think that a name change is imminent. If the team loses in trademark court, it's pretty likely they will change because ultimately this is a business. They want to have its exclusive rights. And in the NFL, merchandising rights are shared. They're sort of pooled and shared among all the teams except the Dallas Cowboys. So it wouldn't necessarily just be costing Daniel Snyder's team money here in Washington, it would be costing all the NFL teams potentially a little bit of money if they didn't have the exclusive rights to the name Redskins. If they don't lose the suit, I think they're going to fight and hold on to it for quite a while.
Patrick Ruby is a writer for Sports on Earth and an adjunct professor at Georgetown University. Patrick, thank you very much for speaking with me.
It was my pleasure.